What's going on, people? Welcome back, my little driblets. Another great day. Sun's out, I guess, depending where you are, unless you're on the East Coast. Or was it North Carolina right now? Reach out to you guys. Hopefully all works out well. It looks like it's going to be fucking terrible. I guess it started already last night, huh? The hurricane, whatever that shit is. What's going on? I don't know. It looks bad. That's why you don't live in places like that, I guess. But I hear it's beautiful, too. Carolina's supposed to be fucking dope. But all joking aside, hope everybody gets out all right. Everybody makes it through just fine. You know? Don't want to end up like Puerto Rico. 4,600 people or whatever now officially. How's that shit? Oh, man. One more fucking thing, huh? At some point, are we just going to start moving forward, do you think? I mean, how many fucking years? We're already talking about primaries for the next election, and we're still talking about 2016 Russian meddling. They're not talking about the meddling from Japan or anything like that. It's still focused on Russian meddling and still trying to get fucking Trump out of office. I don't even know where to fucking begin with most of this shit anymore. It seems so convoluted. Nobody's fucking talking legitimate points. They're talking bullet points, and then it goes from that to talking about, he's fucking racist, or he cheated on his wife, and who gives a shit? His personal stuff, I don't fucking care. The guy's a fucking D-bag. I mean, there's nothing new that you're finding out now that you didn't know about the guy before he got into office. I don't think. I mean, all the stuff that's coming out, it's like, all right, so you know he's a dickhead. You know the stuff with probes as far as, like, the Mueller investigation and all this other shit. Yeah, that's how he treated his businesses, so he's going to do the same shit over here with us, right? Fucking right into it. It's only like 2 minutes in, it's already fucking going down this rabbit hole. So what are you finding out now that it's so shocking to anybody? Oh, well, he hates women. Well, I mean, he talks about how much he loves women, right? Is it because he loves them so much he hates them? I mean, what are we fucking doing here? Like, what? Can we talk about policies? Can we get into real fucking... I'm honestly, honest to God, miss talking to people who want to talk about legitimate policies. I'm tired of talking about feelings and this idea that he somehow made America look bad because he, you know, cheated on his wife. No, he didn't. He gives a fuck. By that standard, John F. Kennedy should not be your fucking go-to with great presidents. You know, if we're going to fucking go down those party lines, then you got to throw that in there. John F. Kennedy literally had his mistress sing happy birthday to him in front of the nation with his wife right next to him. And people love it. Women love Marilyn Monroe, and they still fucking hold her up as an icon. I don't think she's bad at all. I thought she was fucking awesome. And at the time, she was phenomenal. She's a beautiful woman, you know? But this idea that he sullied the idea of the presidency because he had an affair before he was ever president is fucking ridiculous. Nobody talks about Bill Clinton, right? Oh, well, you can't bring up Bill Clinton because then it's like, oh, well, you know, him and Hillary have done so much to, you know, help women out. But that's not true either. You know, like, they're legitimate fucking instances where Hillary has ruined women, because they've come out against Bill Clinton and told the truth. They're not making shit up. They were telling the truth, and she fucking stifled them, right? But again, I mean, my point being that, like, we're talking about some shit that doesn't matter, you know? So much stuff that, like, doesn't... The fucking numbers for this, the Puerto Rico thing, and that's where I was going, with all this stuff. What really pissed me off is that it's the idea that that he's lying because the numbers were way less than what people were saying. It was nowhere near 3,000. Technically, he was correct. You know when he was correct till? Tuesday, right after he said it. Right after he said it, they changed it to, what, 2975 because of some independent GW fucking report that they put out after he said that. So after he comes out and says, you know, however many he said it fucking was, which I think the official report was like 60 something, like 64, until Tuesday, until this past Tuesday. So if he says that shit and then everybody comes out and slams him about how fucking wrong he is and his numbers are skewed and he doesn't know what he's talking about, but the official report was way less. It was what he was talking about. Nobody's come out to say like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, he's got to be going off this official report. No, everybody was like, oh, he's out of his fucking mind. He's fucking crazy. You know what's crazy? Everybody perpetuating that bullshit. Perpetuating the bullshit that this guy is crazy. He came out and fucking said exactly what the report said, and he's fucking nuts, right? Can you at least give the guy some fucking credit? He at least read some report that fucking had, it was the official report that had like 64 or 66, something like that, death toll on it. Meanwhile, everybody's vilifying this guy. And then the truth, they change on Tuesday to 2,900 or whatever the fuck it was. So closer to the 3,000 that people were talking about, which doesn't even take into account the Harvard study that was done in May that had it way higher. I think the Harvard study showed it at like 4,600 people dead due to the hurricane, right? But it doesn't say like, were they dead because of the hurricane? Did they die during evacuation? Did they die? And honestly, who gives a shit? It's, you know, if it's 4,600 or 2,700 or 65, a lot of people fucking died for no reason other than that, you know, Mother Nature is pissed, right? Like, how do you get mad at Mother Nature? Like, oh, well, shit, we live in a place that there's hurricanes, right? And monsoons and all this fucking bullshit. It's going to happen. Right? I mean, what do we do in California if we break off from the rest of the fucking nation, literally fall into the ocean? Like, who are you gonna be mad at? You know, we got fucking however many fucking people on the end of this fucking rock over here. Who knows how much weight it can hold? The idea that fucking, you know, these catastrophic events can't happen is fucking insane. But what we're not talking about is how poorly managed the government there was. And they're, you know, again, they're coming down on fucking Donald Trump. It's his fault. Didn't do all this shit. But then you see the pictures of literally fucking football field lengths of pallets of water that never went anywhere because the government wasn't handing them out. And, it, you know, again, if you want to go down the road of fucking like, oh, well, it, you know, should the government been the only one? No, they weren't. FEMA was there too. FEMA's fucking there. Why fucking wasn't the EPA there? Why all these volunteers that were there, that were going, you know, I know a couple of companies personally that had sent people there to do things like electrical and help with some of the underlying, the underground power and fucking gas lines. Because that's what we do. They did send fucking people there. They were getting shut down when they got there because the government didn't want them there. The government didn't want them, you know, quote unquote, interfering with what they had going on, right? Which was what? Trying to help people after this fucking hurricane? I mean, it's the same kind of shit that went on in fucking New Orleans right after the fucking levees broke, right? I mean, who came in to save a lot of those people? It wasn't FEMA and it wasn't fucking the EPA. It wasn't the government. It was literally people who lived nearby with boats saying, we need to go fucking help out our neighbors. You know, the problem with Puerto Rico is where it's at. I mean, honestly, it's a geographical fucking nightmare. You're going to get there, but you don't have, or your neighbors aren't necessarily fucking neighborish or neighborly, excuse me. And the people who should be helping you, us, the rest of America, sending, they sent troops, they sent fucking supplies, sent all that stuff, and then you're getting thwarted by the local government, which is insane, right? So now, we should be helping, we should be helping out more. Well, what else the fuck do you want us to do, right? Like, sent electricians, we sent fucking masons, we sent carpenters, they sent the military. Literally, a video of this woman talking, saying that there's no supplies, the president or whatever the fuck she is, saying there's no supplies being sent from America while pallets are being unloaded behind her of supplies. Right? So we went down this shit again. So now we're back to a place. Can we just get to a place where when you say that, this guy's doing such a terrible job, just start off by saying you don't like him. Because that's all anyone is saying at this point. Oh, I don't like him. He's a piece of shit. I agree. He is a piece of shit. Right? But we keep, manufacturing these things of like, oh, well, he did this or he possibly did this. We're still looking into this. We're talking about years later. Right? And no one is talking about, and talk about, again, with the fucking press with this fucking guy. And again, I'm not a fucking advocate for this guy. I think he's a douchebag. I think he's doing a lot of damage to a lot of good fucking things. But he's also exposing a lot of shit that people have been saying for a long fucking time. Namely, that fucking, this Republican-Democrat bullshit is, this bipartisan stuff is just that. It's bullshit. You're coming down, if you are literally going down a party line, you've got major fucking problems now. You're not fucking thinking. You're not thinking. Don't say that you're well-read or or you're open to new ideas, but you're going to go straight down a party line. And don't talk about this fucking, don't go for the cheap laugh. Somebody said this the other day. And they're talking about, Trump and all this, comedians, right? Because, comedy's getting super huge again. And it was like, I don't make Trump jokes. And people think that I'm for Trump. This isn't me. This is somebody I saw. And they're saying, I don't make those Trump jokes, and people think that means I'm for him, right? And he's like, well, I'm not necessarily for him or against him, but what I am is not going for the fucking cheap laugh, which is what all the Trump stuff is now, right? Like, you can't disagree or you're a piece of shit. Like, if you don't have the same opinion as somebody else who hates him, right? If you don't hate him viscerally, then you're a piece of shit and you're part of the problem. Well, no, actually, why? I'm just open to my own fucking ideas. I'm not listening to everybody else say how bad somebody is. I want to fucking see what's up, right? Like, let's figure this shit out. Let's figure out what the fuck is going on, because the economy seems to be doing well. You don't think it's fucking doing well? Look around. Look on Instagram, all these fucking people going on vacation. Look at fucking everyone not complaining about fucking money, right? I mean, sure, there's still going to be a fucking class of people that are fucking broke, but it's people who aren't budgeting, people who don't know fucking basic economics, and people who are looking out right now saying like, oh, well, the Dow's dropping. Yeah, that's what it does. It also goes up. Markets fluctuate. That's what they do. No matter who's in office, they fluctuate, right? So we can't, all these great things that are happening now are being attributed to, policies that were in effect 12 years ago. Okay, so now we're not giving him any credit for anything, right? So again, it's, what do you do? If you're him, like, what the fuck do you do? You just double down, because that's the kind of fucking guy he is, but when you look around, what is the next best option? And instead of Democrats banding together and saying we need to fucking get we need to put a phenomenal candidate next to this complete and utter fucking moron, somebody who's willing to fucking stand up to him, somebody who has all of the information, who is ready to fucking do it, one of these great people that we have. They're looking at fucking at quote unquote democratic socialists. And just so we're clear, if you're a fan of socialism at this point in history, because you feel like it's never worked, bye-bye. Get the fuck out of here. You're a dummy. You're a dummy. If you're thinking that it's going to work this time, or, oh yeah, we definitely should have it because we already have some social fucking programs, you're a dummy. Get out of here. It's not gonna fucking work. It doesn't work how you think it's going to. It never fucking does. And the reason that it doesn't work the way that everyone fucking thinks that it should, like every fucking, you know, millennial coming up, and I don't want to say every fucking millennial. I know some fucking good young people who find it appalling that people their age want the same shit. But it does make sense when you fucking think about that age bracket, right? That age bracket of people right now that are 18 to 26, let's say, most of them still live at home. They haven't had a job yet. They're taking out tons of fucking debt. And they're going to school, so they're extending their, you know, adolescence. And instead of taking responsibility and starting to, you know, let's say pay for their school, they defer all the loan payments, right? So at up to, I would say, 26 to 28 years old, these people probably never lived on their own. They've never had a car payment, or if they did, it was part of some deal they made with their parents that their parents paid for the car and they would pay it back. So they don't know what real responsibility is. And when you don't know what real responsibility is, you have no value in the money that you're spending towards something. You know, the value of what we have, and again, I've said this to multiple fucking people, is when you don't know the value of a dollar, it doesn't matter where that dollar came from. But if you know that you worked for that dollar, you're going to be more concerned about where that's going to go. You're going to want to know why. Well, no, I'm not going to fucking just give you a dollar. And it's the whole Ben Shapiro thing, right? Like, if I have $5 and four people walk in the room, that's how socialism works, right? If I got $5 and four other people walk in the room, I have to give everybody a dollar. Now we're all equal. Well, are we equal? Are we equal with that $1? Monetarily, we might be equal, but I fucking worked for that $5. And now you're taking four of that fucking five away from me. Which, if you live in California or some of these other high tax states, you're already looking at 33% fucking tax on your income every time you get paid. It's like 33 points up, so 33, 34%. Right? So you're already getting fucking what you feel like is being ripped off, right? Especially if you live in LA and you fucking drive down some of these roads. Drive down some of these roads and ask yourself if fucking it's worth the money being taken out of your fucking check. Or some of these fucking freeways. Or jump on a fucking toll road. You're already paying taxes. Your taxes paid for that fucking toll road. But you know what's going to happen? You jump on that toll road, gotta pay, right? You gotta pay the toll, right? Just like the fucking bridges in San Francisco. Those tolls are supposed to pay, or, you know, those tolls are supposed to pay for that, those bridges. How fucking long have those bridges been around? You still paying off those fucking bridges? Same thing in New York. Same thing in fucking, you know, Chicago. Start looking around. You go, wait a second. So where's all this fucking money going? You fucking know exactly where it's going. Some administrative fucking bullshit. So now, knowing that, ask yourself again. Do you want to be the only guy in the fucking room that's working so that everybody else can have the same amount of shit that you do? Because that's what fucking socialism is. Sure, we have socialist programs, meaning that we have things like Medicare and shit like that, that people my age won't fucking see. You know, we're not going to get the fucking programs that we're paying into. We're not going to enjoy the benefits of. It's people now who fucking realize that they had a safety net and they stopped working early. They fucking weren't saving. So now they're fucking pulling all that money out. Well, we still pay into it. You know, if you're fucking over the age of fucking 18, you got a job. You're paying into it now, but you'll never see it. You'll never see a penny of it. So, you know, again, is this what you want? You want to continue to work your fucking ass off and have jack shit to show for it? You know, I was talking to somebody, they're like, oh, well, just get a better job. But it doesn't fucking matter. The whole point is that no matter how much you make, they're still going to take that much more to give to somebody else who is doing nothing, by the way. Because that's, you know, this idea, like, and I talked to a few people about, you know, it's the universal basic income. It's like, well, eventually we're going to have machines do basic things, right? Which they're already starting. But it's, I don't think it'll just be basic stuff. We're going to have machines doing pretty much fucking everything. So the idea is, well, let's start universal basic income. Well, they started that in, what, fucking Sweden or something 2 or 3 years ago. I forget exactly where. But they started it a couple of years ago, and they stopped the program because it wasn't fucking working. For just the same reason I just fucking said about giving away $4 when you're the one who earned $5. These people were looking at their friends who weren't working, and they're saying, you're bringing home just as much, if not more, than what I'm bringing home, and I go to work every fucking day, and you don't. So I go to work every day to earn this much money, and you're doing jack shit, and you're getting it. So fine, fuck it, I'll quit too. And now your labor force is fucking diminishing. Now there's no drive. I mean, really, what's the point? You know, people tend to want to work harder, or they used to want to work harder to make more fucking money. But we don't live in that era. We live in the Instagram era where everybody, you know, they graduate with a fucking English degree and they want like $10 million a year from CNN to, you know, write stories about fucking Adam, you know, Alex Jones. Like, when are we going to be realistic about what's happening here? We have to realize that on some level, the education system has to be fucking revamped. It has to be. If we're talking about a system going to switching from what we have now to switching to mostly automated, we're going to need more tradespeople. More trades. More trades, more trades, more trades. Meaning that we need people. We need masons, you know, stonemasons. We need fucking carpenters. We're going to need fucking people like electricians. You know, we're going to need people who can actually do the work. Sure. We're going to have machines to do quite a bit. When machine breaks down, who's going to fix the fucking machine? You know, these things aren't finite. You're going to just get a machine to fix a machine. Eventually, somebody has to go and fix that machine, whether it be through coding, whether it be through the electronics or physically, you know, putting a new casing or something around these fucking machines. Somebody's going to have to do that. So is that at some point going to be just as important as, you know, a doctor or lawyer or teacher, something like that? I don't know. I have no idea. I would imagine it's going to be important. I wouldn't know how fucking important, you know, but, you know, and then, so then what do you do as far as like going from this socialized bullshit, right? Because that's what it is. It becomes now socialized bullshit when you're fucking looking around saying like, oh, well, fucking, he's not working, so I'm not going to work, but we're going to do the same shit. So you go into what, like a cafe, and now a robot's making your coffee. You know, you're basically it's going to turn into like, almost like Japan, where everything's out of a fucking vending machine, right? Then we have no interpersonal skills, you know, so. And then what do you do? You know, I don't know. I mean, a recent study just came out about how sales is, you know, like retail sales, or, you know, just like the selling, really, is down. Like, people don't know how to fucking sell. People don't know how to act around other people. And it's the idea that even restaurants, you know, the service industries, the hospitality has gone down so much that people, if somebody just does the bare minimum, they feel like they've gone above and beyond. Where, and obviously a customer doesn't feel that way, but it's the person working there. And the study was basically citing the fact that young people don't have social skills. So when they have to get out into the workforce and they go work wherever, they're horrible. You know, the jobs they can do, but dealing with other people either freaks them out or they just are completely terrible at it. They don't know how to manage people. They don't know how to be around and interact with people because all they do is sit on their phone texting back and forth. You're not looking at anybody, you know, or playing games and doing all this other shit. And it's fucking insane. It's insane to think that this is where we're sitting right now, you know, but it does highlight the fact that things need to change, right? I mean, we're in a spot where we're gonna have to fucking start change some. But yeah, I don't know. I guess like I said, I'm not defending that fuck. I feel like there's so many things that need to change, and we keep putting it on this one dude who, you know, 4 years ago everybody loved him on the fucking, you know, The Apprentice or whatever. You know, and you can say you didn't fucking watch that show, you're a fucking liar. That guy, I mean, it was on forever. People watched it. People liked his attitude. People liked the way he did things. And I mean, it was fucking, it's silly. It's silly thinking where we are right now, you know? But I don't think we have enough. I don't know. No, that's not what I meant to say. I think when we start admitting to ourselves that it's fucking not right, that things aren't right, right? I mean, everybody's doing this. Like, oh, well, no. You know, and when I say not right, I don't mean that we need to get outraged. I'm tired of that shit too. Everybody is so upset over everything. You know, sometimes you just need to fucking suck it up. Sometimes shit sucks. Like, oh, just shut the fuck up. Move forward. Just go, right? But then there's things that we really do need to fucking come down on. Like, this case, what was it, fucking Dallas, where that fucking female cop goes in and shoots that guy because she thought it was, she was in the wrong house and she didn't realize it till after she shot this fucking guy. It's like, they're going into the guy's house now and he's being on some level vilified because he has, you know, or he had marijuana in his house. I don't give a fuck about any of that. This cop was too fucking quick to shoot, in my opinion. You know, she was way too quick to fucking shoot. And she shot at a silhouette in the dark. You don't turn a light on. You don't got a fucking flashlight. Hey, stop where you are. There's no process in your fucking brain. And I get you're tired. Or, you know, whatever she said, it was like coming off a 14-hour shift. She parked on the wrong fucking floor. You know, and we've all done it. We've all walked into the wrong fucking place at the wrong time. Just like, oh shit, this isn't where I'm meant to be. You're thinking about something else. You get fucking whatever. Not excusing this fucking chick at all. You know, I'm just at a point where, I mean, we have to. She has to be tried for fucking manslaughter. Racism, I don't know. I mean, I hate that it went there. That was the first fucking thing. She's a white cop. He was a black guy. If you go by her account, she doesn't say anything about race, but she talks about it being fucking dark. If you ever been a fucking victim of a fucking break-in, you know, shit like that could happen. And yeah, you're fucking scared out of your mind. I imagine she would be. But again, she's a cop. She gets held to a different standard because she should be able to be cool under pressure of things like that. You know, that shit's not okay. It's not fucking it. A mom doesn't get to see her son now because this woman jumped to fucking conclusions about being in her own fucking house when she was in the wrong spot. You know, and again, there's no warning, there's no fucking freeze, you know, and you read some accounts and it was like he wasn't listening to her, which, again, for any reason, cops telling you fucking stop, wherever the fuck you're at, you're not better than that. Stop where the fuck you're at. I get it that it's fucking in your house or on the street or fucking in your car. Just stop. Listen to what the fuck they're telling you, because in about 2 seconds, it's gonna go from fucking, I'm telling you to stop moving to guns are being pulled out. They're already fucking heightened. Everyone's heightened right now. And not that they're not always fucking heightened. It's always fucking heightened. You know, they have a job where they carry a gun because shit can get fucking bad, right? But it doesn't excuse the fucking behavior. You are still held at a fucking higher standard because you do that. So that being fucking said, I don't care that they found marijuana in this guy's house. They could have found fucking 30 fucking stacks of fucking, marijuana and cocaine and fucking every other drug that you can fucking imagine, along with fucking a whole row of fucking bags full of fucking cash. You know how much I give a fuck about that? None at all. You want to know why? Because she was still in the wrong fucking place and shot when she shouldn't have. That's it. That's fucking it. Now, if he came swinging at her or he fucking, I get that he's from one of the accounts was that he was not cooperating, which it's the middle of fucking night and you're tired as fuck too. You probably got out of bed because you just heard something fucking open your fucking door. Yeah, you're going to come out a little pissed off. Right? So, again, does not give her the right to fucking shoot him. But I don't like how it's the media and people are coming out and, again, talking about like, oh, he had this in his house or he's doing that. Like, why are we tearing this guy's house apart? You know who should be in his house? His fucking family. They should be the only ones in there collecting his shit. I get that they got to go in there for evidence or whatever. It was apparent. And there's some video of, and I didn't even watch it because it's already fucking frustrating. But they show that woman outside, the cop, and she's crying because she realized she was in the wrong apartment. She shot somebody in the wrong fucking apartment. And it's one of those things. You're like, fuck. Like, there's nothing but losers in this scenario. Nothing but losers. Nobody's winning. There's no fucking, and it becomes racial and it becomes, oh, this guy had drugs on him or whatever. It's like, no, none of that shit fucking matters. None of it matters. She was in the wrong place, wrong time, and apparently so is he. And it's fucking bullshit. I'm just tired of everything being spun into these. First it's racial, and then it's, because they went one network goes racial, the other one has to find something to tear this guy apart. And it's like, if there's really some shit, like this guy was fucking terrible, hey, I want to know about it. But at this point, by all accounts, the guy fucking didn't do anything. Didn't do anything wrong. And sorry, but yeah, what are you going to do? Is this woman going to face, she's facing criminal charges. I don't know if it's fucking manslaughter or murder. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. It's just, it seems insane to me that even anyone's talking about that this guy had a little bit of marijuana in his house. That's stupid. Why do we need to know that? Who cares? You're going to try and take down this guy's character even one little notch just because you want the other side to look good? It doesn't make anybody look good. Nobody wins in this case. Nobody. Nobody. I don't know. It's fucking terrible. It's been a crazy week. Crazy couple of years, I'd say, for everybody. But we got each other at the end of the day. We got to be realistic about what we want, Enjoy your friends. Enjoy the fucking people around you. And if you don't enjoy them, get the fuck away from them. Because life's too short. This stuff is bullshit. But whatever. What else is going on? I don't know. It's stuff I was seeing this week. Hopefully back to the hurricane. Hopefully people are all right over there. That shit seems crazy. It's like, I find it hard to have sympathy sometimes for people where they fucking live, because we live in such an age now that you can pretty much live wherever you want, except for California. California's fucking expensive. Which does not stop people from coming here. I don't get it. I don't get LA. New York, Chicago. There's some great fucking places across this nation, but there's, it just seems like it's, it's expensive all over. I saw this, I didn't watch a clip. It just kind of caught the headline. Apparently, some woman in Oregon was yelling at some other lady, telling her she couldn't see because she was like her eyes were too slanted or some shit. She was being super racist to this other woman. It's fucking, guys, I mean, can we just admit we all got a little bit of it in us? We're all fucking, we get all twerked up when you're in fucking traffic or some asshole who's not paying attention cuts you off, you know, and then you realize like it's somebody on their fucking cell phone and every bad word you can think of just comes to your fucking brain, you know, not that, you know, I don't know. I feel like everybody's got a little bit of it in them. And right now everybody's just, oh no, not me, but that person does. Like, at least fucking own up to it. You know, I'm a piece of shit. I own up to it. I can be an asshole. Can be a jackass. You know, it's, you know, the ABCs of me. Every once in a while, I do stupid shit. Like, it just happens, bro. It happens. It's me. You know, but I don't fucking know. Oh, this is going off the rails, guys. Oh, all right. I don't know. What are we in? About 40 minutes. Hope everybody's having a good week. Enjoy that weekend. Be safe. Looks like we're, what, going into fall now? It's going to be, oh, that's what's back's fucking football, huh? How stupid is that shit? Oh, man. Baseball's not over yet, so it's not officially back until, you know, baseball's over. Unless you know, you're like me and your team's going to the show, then it's not over till October. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, but in any case, yeah, everybody have a good weekend. Hope all's good, and I'll check in with you guys again next week. Later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.